And Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We were talking about Chana. Why were we talking about Chana? Because we were talking about Tefillah and all the things that we learn about Tefillah from Chana. Her Tefillah apparently worked, and it's a paradigm of Tefillah. So I think we got to the two dots, right?
Yeah.
Great. Vatidor neder v'tomer Hashem Tzvakos. She took a neder and said, Hashem Tzvakos. Amar Blazer Miyom Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Salamo. Lo Haya Adam Shakar La Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzvakos. Ad Shabbos Achana v'Kras Hatzvakos. There was no one that called Hashem specifically by that name until Chana came along and decided to refer to Hashem in that way. Amra Chana l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chana said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mikol Tzivei Tzva'ol Shebarasa Ba'olamecha, of all the legions you've created in your world, Kasha Be'enecha, Shetitin Li Ben Echad, would it be so hard for you to give me one child? All I'm asking for is one little yingla, is all I want. Mashal ma davar doma. So the mashal is lemelech basar v'dam sha'asa su'udala avadav. You have a king that makes a large party for all of his avadim. Ba ani echad v'amad ala pesach. A poor man comes. One little poor man comes and stands by the door. Amar lehem tnuli prusa achas. He says, please give me a little portion of food. V'lo ishkichu alav. And they didn't listen to him. He manages to push his way in and he goes to the king. You know what your leftovers are going to look like? You know how much you can end up throwing out from this whole big suda? You're making so much, you're giving so much, so many people. You can't give me one little portion of food. How much? Why would that? Why you wouldn't even feel it? So Chana offered a tefillah in a similar vein. Further in Chana, Imra Otir Es. So Chana says, if you should see, Amr Lazar, Amr Chana Tanei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chana was making the following argument. Ribono Shelom Ra'o Mutav. If you see what I'm going through and you want to give me a child, that's great. V'im Lav, Tira, and if not, you're going to see what I'm going to do. Eilech V'estate B'fnei El Kana Ba'ali. I'm going to do and I'm going to go and I'm going to commit Stira. In a way that Elkanah will realize. What is stira?
Seclusion.
It's seclusion, right? This is part of the process of becoming a sota. What is the whole process? First, the husband has to do kinui. The husband has to say, "I don't want you hanging out with that guy." Then she has to go into a room secluded with that person. Then she becomes a sota, so she's going to have to drink the mei sota. V'kivun de mistatarna mashkuli mei sota. And once I do stira, I'm going to have the opportunity to drink the mei sota. You know, why is that an opportunity? Well, if you're guilty, it's terrible. You implode. But if it's if you're innocent, the blessing is that you have a child. V'iyata osa tarascha plaster. And Hashem, of course, you're going to follow through and you're going to bless me with a child because you don't want to make your Torah to be a joke. Meaning, if you promise that there's going to be a child, there's going to be a child. Shenemar v'nixav v'nizra zera. Ha nichlamad yamar. So says Mar, that whole conversation makes sense if you assume that imhaisa akaren nifkedes shapir. That if the blessing that she's going to get means that if she used to be barren, that now she will have a child, so then I get it. I get what Chana was saying. I'm going to go through this process so that even though I was barren before, I will now have a child. But if you hold that the bracha has nothing to do with going from being barren to having a child, but the bracha is only in the type of children one has. That it used to be that you had a difficult childbirth, now you have an easy childbirth that comes much easier. It used to be that you only had girls, now you have boys. It used to be you only had black children, now you have white children. It used to be you only have short children, now you have tall children. Whatever it is, something changes in the something changes in the nature of the childbirth. Something that's so. Then what's Chana threatening with? Ditanya, because we do find that there is such a machlokas in a brisa. V'nixav v'nizra zera melamed shem haisa akara nifkedes to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if she was barren, she'll become able to have a child, to conceive a child. Amli Rabbi Akiva im kein yelchu kol akaras kulin v'yistru. Rabbi Akiva says, well, then everyone will just go. Everyone is having difficulty having a child. You don't have to go to any doctors. You don't have to go to any rebbes and get any brachas. All you need to do is have yichud with the, get the husband jealous and go have yichud with that guy, and then you'll have a child. Vizu shalo kilkala nifkedes, and any woman who is not in fact guilty of sleeping with that other guy is going to have a child. Or vizu shalo kilkala nifsedes is the other girsa. Any woman who didn't do anything wrong, who never got her husband jealous, who didn't do anything, she's going to end up in last place, right? The girl who can't have a child and decides to continue to be a good girl and continue to behave herself is not going to have a child. The girl who is unable to have a child and misbehaves and goes and has stira, she's going to have a child. So that's terrible. So rather, it doesn't mean that a woman who's previously barren is not going to be barren. It means the way the labor is going to work, the kind of child that's going to emerge. If you used to have one at a time, now you'll have a multiple birth, something like that. So that's the braisa. So you see that machlokas about what exactly changes. It is interesting that we change both the order of the types of things that will happen according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, in the last list we had Ktsarim and Aruchim, I think was last, right? Mm-hmm. And over here we have it before Shcharos and Levanim, and we also have Yoledes Echad Yoledes Shnayim. We add that to the list over here. Not sure why, but bottom line is my Imra Otira. That how are you going to understand what Chana was exactly saying if you hold the Rabbi Akiva? What was Chana saying? She couldn't have been threatening that she's going to force Hashem, so to speak, to give her a child. So answers the Torah. Answers the Gemara. Dibra Torah Kalashim and Adam. Then it just means that she was speaking in a double language because that's the way people speak. So the way the Navi reports it is Kalashim and Adam, but she wasn't really saying anything profound with that particular phrase. The Gemara goes on to darshan Chana's tefillah further. Ba'ani amasecha v'lo tishkachas amasecha v'nasata l'amasecha. She keeps on referring to herself in third person. Amascha, amascha. Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Gimel Amasa Salalu Hema. Why does she keep on three times have to refer to herself as Amascha? Amr Chana V'Nekrosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalolam, Chana says to Hashem, Shlosha Bitke Misa Barasa B'Isha. There are three things that are predictors of death for a woman, that if a woman is lax in these three areas, they are likely to cause her to die. V'Armila Shlosha Divke Misa, three things that will attach one to death. V'Eluhain Nida, Chala, Vadaka Saner. If a woman fails in her responsibilities of Nida, Chala, Vadaka Saner, Kluma Varti Alachsman, have I violated any of those? Chana says, I've been perfect in those. So how come I'm going to die without any children? How come you're giving me this sense of Misa? It's interesting though. What does it actually say in Bam Madlikin? Right, Ben, you were just saying Bam Madlikin? What does it actually say? Yeah, they're going to die, Bishas Ledasa. Hashem might respond, you're not going to die b'shas le'dasan. There's not going to be a shas le'dasan. So, but she assumes that mesos b'shas le'dasan relates to death in general. It's just that normally, if someone has a gezerah that they're going to die, it will happen at the most dangerous time. It will happen at the time that gezerah will be carried out at the time where it's most likely to be considered dangerous, and that's the shas le'dasan. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Someone asked Rav Moshe if you're allowed to induce labor ahead of time. A doctor's going on vacation the week that she's due, so he wants to induce her a week before, make it more convenient. So Rav Moshe says that labor itself is inherently, fundamentally dangerous. It's just that when it's done on Hashem's terms, there's a special bracha Hashem gives that you'll be able to make it. But you do it on your own terms, you don't know that you're going to get that bracha. So he was not a big fan of the idea of inducing for convenience sake. For medical sake, that's a different story, but for convenience. Main point number two, I guess. Several details of Chana's prayer. Number one, she was like a poor person by a king asking for a morsel of, by a king's feast asking for a morsel of food. Number two, that she threatened to become a sota, but that's a machlokas whether it works to be able to have kids. Number three, she never violated Nida, Chala, Vahadaka Saner. And now we're going to have five interpretations of the next part of Chana's Tefillah. V'nasata la'amascha zera anoshim. Hashem, please give me zera anoshim. My zera anoshim. What precisely is she asking for? Amarav gavra begovrin. A man amongst men. Meaning I want, you know, someone really great. Shmuel amar zera shemoshech shnei anoshim. That she's davening for a child who's going to anoint two great kings. Uman inun Shaul David, and that in fact happened. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zera Sheshakul Kishnei Anashim, a man who's as great as two great men. Uman inun Moshe Va'aron, a man who's the equivalent of Moshe Aaron. Where do we find that? Shneamar Moshe Va'aron B'chanav U'Shmuel B'Karei Shemo. That on the one hand you have Moshe and Aaron, on the other hand Shmuel. V'Rabbanan Amri Zera Anashim Zera Shemuvla Bein Anashim, a man who fits well with other men, meaning he gets along with people, he doesn't have trouble with people. Mizmuvla Bein Anashim. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar, and Rav Dimi explained what does that mean. Muvla Bein Anashim. Lo, at least that's the way Rashi understands. Rav Dimi is explaining this last sheet. He's not giving a fifth sheet. Lo Aruch V'Lo Goats. He shouldn't be too tall or too short. Lo Katan V'Lo Hilim V'Lo Tzachor. He shouldn't be too smart, too stupid, too small, too big, too anything. He shouldn't be too anything. He should be just right. That's what she was davening for. Not too dark, not too light, not too anything. An average child. Yeah.
So we're sure to daven about the details of the child before actually being pregnant. Like, didn't have to get pregnant.
Yes, I think the Pashas is she's saying, you're asking on the earlier Shitos. So to say that she wants a great child, okay, everyone wants their child to be great. To say that she wants an average child also could have just been, Ribbono, so I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for a regular kid. He doesn't need to be 7 feet tall and, play in the NBA. He doesn't need to be the smartest person ever and, you know, cure cancer. I just want an average kid. And by the way, then she says, "Nara zeh hispalalti." This is the child that I davened for, which, according to the Shita, means Shmuel came out average, and he became Shmuel because when he was raised to become great with all that Mesiras Nefesh, right? Next main point: four interpretations of Zera Anashim. A very special guy. B, someone who would anoint two kings. C, someone as great as Moshe and Aaron. And D, someone who's normal, fits in with other people. Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha bazeh. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, what's she saying over here? Mikan she'asu leishev b'toch arba amos shel tefila. She said, I stood with you over here. For this, meaning you're not allowed to sit within four amos of tefillah. We see from here you're not allowed to sit within four amos of tefillah. What does it mean within four amos of tefillah? Within four amos, meaning it sounds like Hashem was standing, so Hashem keeps the halacha as well. So you have to sit, you can't sit within four amos of someone who's davening. Elana razez palalti, this is the child I davened for. Amr Blazer Shmuel Mora Halach Lefnei Rabo Haya. Shmuel paskened Halach in front of his Rebbe. How do I know? Shnemar V'yishchetu Es Hapar V'yaviyu Es Hanar Aleili Mishum De V'yishchetu Es Hapar Heviyu Hanar Aleili. Because they shechted a bull, they brought the child to Eli. Ela Amalan Eli Kiru Kohen Lesi V'lishchot. Eli said, "Oh, you have an animal to bring as a carbon? Quick, let's get a Kohen so we can shecht it." Chazinu Shmuel davu mahadri baser kohen lemishchat. Shmuel saw that in order to do the shechita, they were looking for a kohen to do shechita. Amar lahu lamalchul aduri baser kohen lemishchat shechita bizarre kshev. And he said, "Why are you looking for a kohen? Anyone could do a shechita. You don't need a kohen for that." So they brought the child in front of Eli. So Eli said, "How do you know that? Where do you get that idea from that you don't need a kohen?" So does the pasuk say v'shachat kohen? No. V'krivu akohanim ksiv. Hikrivu is mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kuna. From kabbalah and on, you need a kohen. What's kabbalah? Right, catching the blood from that point and on. But the actual shechita, mikal the shechita shekshir bizar, shechita's kosher if you have a non-kohen. Amalei Meimer Shaper Kamrit. So Eli said, great vart, you're right. You have a good diuk in the pasuk. Only one little problem. Miu mor alach pnei rabchat. You have just paskin alach in front of your rebbe, and v'kala mor alach pnei rabu chayv misa. For that, you are chayv misa. So Asyach Chana v'katzavcha kameh. So Chana came crying in front of Eli. You're going to kill my kid after all this. Aniya isha nitzavis imcha bezeh. I was the isha. Oh, imcha was not with Hashem. It was with Eli. That's why Eli was also standing. That's what he said before. You can't sit within four amos of tefillah. Eli wouldn't sit within four amos of tefillah. So she says, I was the woman who was standing with you. You two were standing when I was davening. Amar la Shafki li de'anshe. So he said, leave me alone, I want to punish him. Ubi inarachame v'yavlach rabba minei. And don't worry, I'll daven for you again, and Hashem will give you a new kid, and he's going to be better than this chutzpah kid who decided to paskin alach in front of me. Amar lei, elhanarazes balalti. No, you can't replace my child with a better one. I daven for this one. This is the child that I daven for. This is the one that Hashem blessed me with. And I want you to replace it with a better one. So the main point, Shmuel was mor alach b'fnei rabo and almost got killed for it. No, it's a halacha. You're not allowed to pass an halacha in front of your rebbe. He's enforcing the halacha. Not about it. It's not necessarily about him being makbar on his kavod. It's not necessarily ben adam l'chavero. It could be ben adam l'makom. They have to respect the mesoras haTorah. That anyone is higher on the chain of the mesorah. V'chani hi. Oh, where's he going? V'chani hi medaberes aliba. Chana spoke to her heart. So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Al iske liba, about matters of the heart. Amr lefanav, she said, Ribono shalom, kol masha barasa bisha lo barasa davrech levatala. Everything you've created in a woman, you didn't create anything for waste. It all has a purpose. A nayim liros, I have eyes so that I can see. Vaz nayim lishma, I have ears so that I can hear. Chotem lariach, I have a nose so I can smell. Pel ledaber, I have a mouth so I can speak. Yodayim lasas bemalacha, I have hands so that I can do work. Raglayim lahalich, I have legs so I can walk. Lahalich ben. Dadim lohanik ben, I have breasts to nurse with. Well, dadim alalush and asata alibi, lama lo lohanik ben. Tainli ben va'anik behen. Meaning, if that's the reason you created that part of my body, allow me to use them for what they were created. Give me a child so that I may nurse a child. Va'amr blazim shem Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Kali Yoshev betaynis b'shabis, koren lo gzardino shel shivim shana. Anyone who sits in a fast, who fasts on Shabbos, is going to have 70 years of a gzar din torn up. Meaning, even if he has a gzar din from his youth, that he's going to suffer terribly, a tightness is going to be so effective on Shabbos, it's going to rip it up. V'afal pikein, chosen v'in from yimenu din onek Shabbos. But even so, he's going to get punished for failing in the area of onek Shabbos. He's supposed to enjoy Shabbos. Maitakante, so what does he do to make up for his failure in onek Shabbos? Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Leisiv Ta'anisa L'Ta'anisa. He should fast for the fact that he fasted. V'amar Rav Lazar Chana Hiticha Devarim Klapi Malach. Chana spoke in a very what's a good word to say? A very chutzpahdik way toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shremar V'tzpalel Al Hashem Melamit Sheiticha Devarim Klapi Malach. As if she was like throwing things at Hashem, throwing words at Hashem. V'amar Blazer, Eliyahu itiach tvarim klapim ala, Eliyahu also. Shnemer v'ata sikosas liba machoranis. Amar of Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'odol al Eliyahu. How do I know that Hashem ultimately agreed to Eliyahu after a while? D'chsiv v'asher hari osi. Because even though Eliyahu accused Hashem of doing terrible things to the people, Hashem says, yeah, asher hari osi. As Rashi points out, Reisha Dekra, Osva Hatzola Vahanidacha Kabtsova Shariosi. And he granted them Shabrasi Yetzer that I caused them to do bad things because I created a Yetzer Hara in them. Main point number four, I guess, five, whatever it is. Fasting on Shabbos can change bad decrees, but it's still a violation of Oneg Shabbos. What's the only time you fast on Shabbos? Well, Yom Kippur, but what else? Tainus Chalom. Tainus Chalom. Rashi Tosus points out. Pirush Rach, Tainus Chalom. Also, interestingly, Tosus points out in the previous Tosus, he was Mora Alach B'fnei Rabo. At that point, how much has Shmuel learned from Eli? Nothing. He just showed up. They just brought the carbon to bring along with Shmuel to the Mishkan, and Shmuel had learned nothing from Eli at that point. So why is that Mora Alacha Bifnei Rabbo? So it also says because Eli was the Gadol Adar, and the Gadol Adar is considered the Rebbe of everybody. So that's why it's considered to be Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. Okay.